I've decided that I don't want to, like, be in a relationship ever.
And so what?
I lose aura. It's just never worth it. Like, I like going on dates. I like getting dressed up, popping out. But other than that, it's like, I'm just too cool.
That is bullshit.
A free butterfly. I don't need to be locked down to some insecure man that just doesn't really value me, doesn't really see me for what I am and who I am. I'm just too much, and not in a bad way, in a good way. Like, in a way, I can't be put in a box, or like, I can't be shrunk to fit into someone else's story.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
She has tattoos on her fingers. She's tatted up everywhere. Nice car. So if I had to guess, she does some type of bedroom fun work, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I get it. A lot of women feel like this. They think they're too cool for a relationship. They don't want to shrink. They want to be free, aka get ran through and party and just be reckless. You know, and I get it. And that's why women like this aren't relationship material. Just stay away from them. They're just good for one night stands at best.
Okay.
Do not let these niggas experience you for free. When you are a beautiful woman, you got good energy. These men just want to experience you. They know they have no real intention on loving you or adding any real value to you. They just want your energy. They just want that experience. You have to not be afraid to ask those questions, discuss your non-negotiables, and get what you want out of that situation as soon as possible.
I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
If y'all on the same page, that conversation won't scare him. But if he on some bullshit, then he'll dismiss himself. And that's better for you. Get his ass up out of there real quick. We got to learn how to stop wasting our time and giving our time and energy away for free.
It's an evil world we live in.
So basically what she just said is be a prosty. No man is trying to experience her because she's so vibrant, you know, and interesting, and her energy is so lively. Men just want to experience her body. The men she's attracted to. So she figured, if y'all want to use me for my body, I use you for them pockets. And she's going to be on this cycle until she get old, bitter, and washed up. Another black girl lost.
When a man asks you to be his girlfriend, it is not a compliment. It is a trap. And I'm about to tell you why. Being a girlfriend in 2025 serves very little benefit to the woman in the situation and a lot of benefit to the man. And here's how. Number one, when you become someone's girlfriend, there is implied loyalty. It is implied that any woman in a relationship is going to be loyal to her partner, which she should be, right? But what do I always talk about? I talk about reciprocity a lot, and there's a reason for that. Because we have been trained as women over the course of centuries to give and give and give and give and give and give and give without receiving even the same in return. And that has to change. Becoming someone's girlfriend sets you up to give of your time, to give of your energy, to give of your effort. Don't move in with him. Now you're cooking. Now you're cleaning.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. There has always been some type of benefit to a woman being with a man since the caveman days. Men have always brought more value. A man going out and working and providing you food, shelter, transportation, all that, you cooking and cleaning doesn't add up to that value. And if you get into a relationship where that man isn't bringing you enough value, then you would be much for being in that relationship.
I'm just telling the truth.
One thing I've been falling for lately is black women marrying and starting families with white men. Like, I'm so freaking here for that. If our black men can't get it together, if they're not ready to marry you, settle down with you, start a family with you, go to the other side. Like, I love how they're not letting society dictate who they date. Like, if our black men aren't loving you correctly, honoring you, go to the other side. Like, why not? Like, who is anybody? This is my message to everybody. I'm about to see what that's like.
I beg your pardon.
So I'm calling all my Brad Pitts, all my David Beckhams, all that YT fine-ish. I need that. Trying to see what that's about. But don't think I'm gonna come around you cold switching. Like, you have to accept me in all of my blackness. Even if it gets a little ghetto at times, you have to accept that. You gotta love that.
Wrong! If you could have gotten a tall, handsome, vanilla man with money, you would have did it. Why haven't you done it by now? You're not the worst looking thing on the planet. Oh, let me guess. You weren't open to it. Yeah, right.
If a man don't do stuff for you without you having to ask him, just throw the whole man away. And for the men that want to say, oh, closed mouths don't get fed, no, you're just not a real provider. You're not standing tall in your masculine energy. Because a man that sees something is lacking, he does it. You don't have to ask him. That's how you separate the boys from the men, real talk. So I was even with a dude. I was young. And anytime I got around him, I was smoking heavy. I never had to ever ask him to buy me. He'll come in a car. I'll get in a car with him and be like, yo, call somebody. You know somebody that got, or I'm about to go to my boy right now and pick you up some. Right after that, it's, oh, what we eating? Like, what you hungry? I'm about to go grab you some food. Just little stuff. Like, if I need clothes, if I need anything, like, he asking me these type of things.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
And I'm not saying that he should always read your mind. Nah, it's certain things that you should ask him for. Like, yo, I need this, whatever. But I also settled for the bare minimum with a dude who would come around me full-blown eating and wouldn't even ask me if I'm hungry.
My nigga.
First off, this video is very dusty. I can smell and feel the dust and dirt through the screen. From the dirty car, is that a ripped ceiling? The messy hair, the nose ring, you look like struggle. They have a picture of this in the dictionary next to struggle. Look, if you had men that did all that, why didn't it work out with any of those men? Because you was just a pop and drop. Stay away from any woman with anything leopard print. That should save you from headaches like this.
Absolutely.